It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Olga. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to review our numbers, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And I'll write my name. And then we'll both write neatly so we can read it. And then you can put your pencil down. We might pick it up here and there, but we're going to do a little bit of counting and coloring, and maybe we'll use our pencil a little. So if you look at the top of your page, my, you are going to see a really messy bedroom. Look at it. Oh my goodness. Here's what I would like you to do. I would like you to count the windows in the bedroom. Ready? Touch the windows with your finger and count with me. 1, 2. That's it. There's only 2 windows in that bedroom. That's nice. I only have 1 window in my bedroom. So let's color the outside part of the window brown. Find your brown crayon. We'll leave the curtains alone, but color the outside part of the windows brown. And you can color the cross part, the T, you know, the up and down and the cross. The panes of the window. Am I making sense? I hope I'm making sense. It's in the middle of the window. It goes down and then it goes across. You can color that brown too. Down and across. Kind of like a plus sign or a cross or a T. Color that brown too. Just color everything except for the curtains. Okay? How about that? So there are 2 windows. Let's count to 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. I was going to say 1, 2. Can you tie my shoe? But this room is so messy, I can't even find my shoes. Luckily, there's no shoes in the bedroom, so maybe they're in the closet where they're supposed to be, and whoever lives in this room cleans up the shoes. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. What comes after 1? 2. Okay, I have finished coloring the windows. Just the outside part and the inside cross. And I'll give you 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Okay, put down your brown crayon. Now let's count the curtains. Touch the curtains with your fingers and count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4 curtains. Let's color the curtains red. Find your red crayon, any kind of red will work, and let's color each curtain red. 1, 2, what comes after 2? 3, and what comes after 3? 4, I'm on the 4th curtain. I'm gonna count them again. You keep coloring if you still are. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 4 curtains in the windows. Take 4 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, boys and girls, let's count the books. Do you see the books on the table, the bedside table? Let's count the books. Use your finger, point to each one and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 books are in our picture. Let's color. I'm going to do this for you. Ready? I want you to pick and find an orange crayon. Pick up your orange crayon. And then look for a green crayon. All right? And now what I want you to do is color some of the books orange and some of the books green. You decide how you want it to look. But you color some orange and color some green. That way, not all the books are orange and not all the books are green. You can mix and match them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Seven books in all. I'm still coloring. I'm just practicing counting to seven. Okay, you count with me. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven books in all. Count with me one more time, and this time use a weird voice, a weird voice. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, seven, seven. All right, boys and girls, I have finished coloring all my books. There are seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Put down your orange and your green crayons. All right. Speaking of tables beside the beds, do you see the tables beside the bed? Let's count the drawers in both tables. Let's count all the drawers, big drawers and little drawers. Ready? Count with your fingers. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There are eight drawers all together. Let's color the little drawers on the bottom. See how they're little? Let's color the little drawers blue. Find a blue crayon. Any kind of blue will work. And let's color the little drawers on the bottom blue. One, two, I'm counting and coloring at the same time. Three, four. Four little drawers along the bottom. We'll make these colorful. One, two, three, four. Okay, we have eight drawers all together. So let's put down our blue crayon in two, one. Put down your blue crayon. Let's color the big drawers up on the top part red. Red crayon. We just colored the curtain, so your red crayon should be nearby. Let's count our blue drawers. One, two, three, four. Five. Start coloring a big drawer red. Five. Six. Seven. What comes after seven? Eight. Eight drawers all together. Eight drawers. You can keep a lot of stuff in the eight drawers. I don't know why this person couldn't put all the mess of everything in some of these drawers, but what are you gonna do? All right, put down your red crayon in two, one. Let's count those drawers again. Touch them with your fingers. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight drawers in all. All right, boys and girls, let's count the pillows on the bed. Ready? One, two. That's it. One, two. Let's color the little pillow. See the little pillow? Let's color it purple. Color the little pillow, the little one, purple. One, two. Just like the windows. There's two windows, and now we have two pillows. One, two. All right, so the little pillow is purple. Let's color the big pillow yellow. Find your yellow crayon and let's make the big pillow yellow. Big pillow yellow. That's kind of hard for me to say a lot of times. One, two pillows in the bedroom. The messy bedroom. One, two. I'm almost finished with my big pillow. Okay, take two more seconds. Two, one, put down your crayon. Boys and girls, do you see all the cars? There's cars everywhere. The person that lives in this bedroom loves cars. Let's count the cars, the ones on top of the table or the dressers or the night tables or whatever you want to call them, and the ones on the carpet. Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six. Cars. Okay, do you see the two race cars? I mean, look at them. Those look fast. Do you see the race cars? Pretty cool. They're both on the floor. One is on one side of the bed and the other is on the other side of the bed. Let's color those race cars. Let's do green. Find a green crayon. I'm going to use my yellowish green and color the race cars green. You can go ahead. They're little, and I accidentally colored the tire green, and I'm just going to live with it. I'm not going to worry about the tires being black. If you want to go back later and make black tires, that's fine. So, one, two, race cars. One, two, race cars. But we have six all together. I think. I want to double check that. Count the cars with me again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Yes, we have six all together. So we have two race cars. All right. Put down your green crayon and two. One. Do you see the car on the table next to the books? See that car on the table next to the books? Let's color that car gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. And let's color that car gray. If you need to color the tires black, you could do it later. I'm just going to color the whole thing gray, even the tires. Even the tires. I'm leaving the windows alone, but you do what you need to do. All right. One, two, three. We have colored three cars so far. One, two, three. Let's color car number four. Put down your gray crayon. Do you see the car by the lamp? See the car by the lamp. All right, let's color that car blue. Any kind of blue will work. I'm going to use my blue green color. So we colored one, two, three. This is four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Car so far. Okay, that's a little car by the lamp. I'm finished. You should be finished. Put your blue crayon down in two, one. Boys and girls, we colored one, two, three, four. Let's color five and six. Ready for this? Let's color five and six red. Find your red crayon. We're going to color both of them red. Again, if you need black tires, you can do that later on at the end. But we're not going to take the time right now. Okay, this is car number five. One, two, three, four, five. And then our last car. What comes after five? Six. I can count to six. Count with me. One, two, three, four, five, six. Excellent. I am coloring the last car, which makes it car number six. Car number six. Sing with me. One, two, three, four, five, six. All right, put down your red crayon. Boys and girls, there are happy faces on the wall. I don't know if it's wallpaper or stickers. I don't know, but it's definitely happy. Let's count all the happy faces. Touch them with your finger and count with me. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. There are 10 happy faces in all. We're going to color the happy faces. Ready? Yellow. Find your yellow crayon. We're going to color all of the happy faces yellow. One, two, count with me while you color. Three. What's next? Four. You should be on happy face number four. What's after four? Five. What's after five? Six. If you're way ahead of me, go back and check your work. And if you're way behind, you gotta try and catch up or finish at the end. Okay, I'm gonna go back and count what I've done so far. One, two, three, four, five, six. I'm ready to start happy face seven. What's after seven? Eight. What's after eight? Nine. And what's after nine? 10. 10 happy faces all together. Okay, take a few more seconds. Three, two, one. Put down your yellow crayon, finished or not, and pick up your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom with our pencil. So you'll notice that there are a row of numbers and some are missing. We're going to fill in missing number and trace them too. Start at the very first space. Let's write the number one. One, then what? Two, there's the number three, trace it. One, two, three, then what? Four, write the number four. Here's five. What comes after five? Six, you need to write six. Then what? Seven, write seven. Here's the number eight, trace it. Nine, trace it. And what comes after nine? 10, make a 1 and a 0 for the number 10. Let's point to the numbers and say them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Excellent. All right, let's look for the turtle with 10 spots. Let's count the spots on the first turtle. I'm going to mark them off as I count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. There he is. Circle the first turtle. That has our 10 spots. Move over. Which domino has 7 spots? Let's count the first spots on the domino, on the first domino. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nope, that's not it. Try the next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There it is. Circle it. Move over. Which crayon box has 8 crayons? Let's count the crayons in the first box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There it is. Circle that. Okay, move down to the ladybug. Let's draw 10 spots on the ladybug with our pencils. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice. Move over. Do you see the counters on the 10 frame? That 10 frame is full. Every box has a circle. We're going to color in each circle with our pencil and count as we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's why it's full. There are 10 counters in the 10 frame. Last part, I see two numbers. Which one is the number 10? Circle it for me. Did you circle the number with the 1 and the 0? Me too! Boys and girls, you did it! You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.